Yes, that's exactly right. Care can be patronizing. That's one of the things about care, because a caregiver assumes he or she knows what the care receiver needs. That's the beginning of the problem with care. And the only way to make it stop is to enlarge the circle, to make more people part of the process, and to give voice to those who are receiving care. That's the most critical piece, right? There was a panel in 1994, and Uma Narayan read a paper in which she said, in order to justify colonialism to their public, the British Empire didn't say to the British people, we're going to India to steal all their wealth. What they said was, we're going to Christianize and civilize these poor people. And many, many Victorian British women thought, oh yes, this is a wonderful cause for me to participate in, because it sounded as if that was the right thing to do to them. Colonialism then has this narrative that is always that way. But there's another narrative of colonialism. You'll forgive me a minute to say this. In Thomas More's little book, Utopia, published in 1517, who does the dirty work? Slaves. Who are the slaves? Well, criminals. And second, people who have come from other countries to live there. This shocks me that already in the beginning of the 16th century, Thomas More anticipated the way we took care in the advanced civilizations of the world today. That is, import people to do the dirty work. Pay them, you don't have to pay them as much because they'll be grateful for anything compared to where they were at home. To me, this is not a caring way of organizing the world, but it's a colonial way of organizing the world, an imperial way of organizing the world that began with modernity and continues till today.